Pop the Glam Pain. It's time for the Julie Tussey Show live guest current event scathing exposés. The original suburban bombshell, the big blonde baby, giving you the fastest, funniest, most informative 30 minutes of your life. And now, here's Julie Tussey.
Wow. That's amazing. I love it. That's amazing. What an intro. Thank you so much. Hey, I'm Julie Tussey. I'm really glad to be here with you today. It is January the 22nd at about 10 minutes to 3 in the afternoon. And myself and my husband and our children have been snowed in. We're having a blizzard in Kentucky. The entire state of Kentucky is closed. Yes, we're announcing it here first. It's closed. So, being the crazy, wild, creative people that we are, Gary and I are in the studio today producing our first podcast for the Julie Tussey Show. Woo-woo! I'm really excited to be here, and this has been a dream that I've had, something I've been talking about for a little over a year. And so I hope you really enjoy it. We're really glad that you're joining us today, and we're hoping that we can make your life a little bit better. I wrote down a few things that I wanted to share with you just to kind of let you know who I am, and I think that you'll find some of it's funny, but I am a Lexington, Kentucky Music Award nominee for Best Female Vocalist this year. It's 2016, and this is a nomination for the year 2015. Very exciting. My band, the Julie Tussey Band, was nominated for the Best Blues Band. And on top of that, to add the cherry on top, I am married to a Lexington Music Award nominee for Best Guitarist, who is also my producer, Gary Tussey. I have a very exciting life. Woo! Yay! We're very humbled and honored for that award, and I just kind of wanted to play a little bit and pretend like it's a gigantic thing like the Grammys. But in our life, this is the Grammys, isn't it, baby doll? Gary's here beside me, and he's going to be chiming in here and there, for I suppose. I wanted him to have that freedom. But another thing that I am is I am, of course, a wife to Gary, and I am a mother of two, not one, but two sets of twins. I'm also a mother and a stepmother of six children, and I am a glamma to six gorgeous grandbabies, and the list goes on and on. I'm here to enlighten women, men, girls, and boys, and I want to give them encouragement and knowledge to live a more fulfilling life. You're probably even going to learn more than you'd ever imagined you could. Wink, wink. I know so much about so many things that I could not idly stand by any longer. I just felt like I must share this wealth of knowledge, and at the very least, I must voice my opinion. Now, this program is going to provide my husband a lot of relief because I'm going to voice my opinion to you and save him all of the dramatic trauma that it causes when I'm giving him my opinion all the time. In the intro, you heard the phrase, I am the original suburban bombshell, the big blonde baby. And I love that. I love that that's in there because a lot of women that I know, they are suburban bombshells. And a suburban bombshell to me is a woman who is a wife and a mother and a soccer mom and all of those things. But when she walks out the door, she wants to be the best that she can be. She wants to look beautiful and glamorous and take care of herself. And I am all about that. I am all about empowering women to be everything that they were created to be. I am the big blonde baby kind of by accident. Being a recording artist, I released, I guess it was a year ago in March, my Big Blonde Baby CD. And that's a blues CD that has done really, really well. Gary and I are very pleased with the turnout with it. As a result, we've put our band together. We've done well over 40 dates in the last year, and it's been great. But when I wrote the song, The Big Blonde Baby, I actually wrote that with the thought in mind that Gary would sing that, and he would sing it about me because I'm blonde. Well, when I told him about that song and shared the lyrics with him, he said, I'm not singing that. You need to sing that. So So I ended up singing it. You heard it in the intro. That's the song in the background. You'll hear it at the end of the program. But I ended up in a situation where a gentleman came up to me and he said, "Julie, are you the big blonde baby?" And I had to really think about it because the big blonde baby, she is like the epitome of what I saw that women would want to be. You know, she's long and tall. That's not me. But as time has evolved, I have become the big blonde baby, and that's what people call me. I even got some mail for the big blonde baby. So I thought, you know what? I'm just going to embrace it and be the big blonde baby. I love it. It's great, and it's been really good for the CD. I want, in this program, to get real. I want to get down to the nitty-gritty and the brass tacks of situations, of things in current events, of places, people, things that are going on around us. And I'm kind of an irreverent person, and I'm never really politically correct. And I don't mind that. I have an opinion, and I think that it's fun to explore the different ways that people look at life. We might even look at the meaning of life in this program. Well, maybe not that deep, but you never know with me. You just never know what could happen. Some of the things we're going to talk about are current events, local news, local people, unlocal people, artists, music, food. I'm really into health and nutrition, and I like to eat food. I'm Italian, and I like to eat food. So I like to find things that I can cook and make healthy. We're going to talk about girl stuff. We're going to talk about guy stuff. We're going to talk about the size of Kim Kardashian's butt. Heck, there's nothing we won't talk about, or anyone we won't talk about, on the Julie Tussey Show. Be right back. Wanted to let you know that you can get your Big Blonde Baby CD today and download it on your phone or your computer. You can get it at cdbaby.com/CD/Julie Tussey 2. Again, cdbaby.com/CD/Julie Tussey 2. Thank you so much for your support. Well, I hope you enjoyed that little break. Thank you so much to our sponsors for supporting us. We're really happy to be on air with you today. Again, I'm Julie Tussey. This is the Julie Tussey Show. And I was just giving you a little intro about myself to kind of let you know where I'm coming from. One thing about myself that I do like is I am the happiest person that I know. I was talking to my daughter about that today, and she said, "Well, that's kind of sad." Well, I don't think so. I think that we all should strive to be happy, and I feel like happiness can be a choice, but I want to give you some joy today. And in that, I made kind of a funny list of my qualifications, because you're probably like, who the heck is Julie Tussey, and why does she get to do a radio program or a podcast? I've compiled a list just for you, my awesome audience. I am a woman. I am a wife. I am that cray-cray mama. If you mess with my children, you're going to bring out the cray-cray in me. And I have no problem with that. And we're going to be talking about children some. I see a lot of things that I feel like young mothers could be encouraged in. And after you've raised 6 children, you get a lot of life experience. I am a glamma. I could not be a grandma because I felt like I was way too glamorous, glitzy, too fun, too young, you know. So my children came up with the name of Glamma for me when I became a grandma. So I'm a Glamma. I'm a daughter. I am a sister. I am a sista. I am a doctor. I am a nurse. I'm a home manager. I mean, is there anything that a mother does not do? All of these things fit us ladies when we are a mother. And when we run a home. So I'm a home manager, a schedule organizer, a counselor, a housekeeper, and chief laundress. Now, when have you ever heard the word laundress? It's been probably never. Well, I am one of those. I'm a homeschool teacher. We truly do homeschool our twins. And I said earlier in the program, I have 2 sets of twins, and so we homeschool them, and that is a blast. We're in high school now, and you talk about fun. We're going to talk about some of those things. I'm an entrepreneur. I love to think up new things to do that could bring finances into our home, that could generate positions and things for other people to do. I do love, absolutely love to find other artists and help them to fulfill their dreams. I'm really big on that. I'm really big on knowing in my own heart that I was created by God for a specific purpose. And when I found that purpose, I found fulfillment. So I think that entrepreneurship is very important in our lives and that we need to take the gifts that we have and go forward with those. I am a makeup artist. I mean, oh my goodness. Do you know the money that I have saved myself in the recording industry, in television, and not necessarily in radio, but in several places in my life by being able to do my own makeup? And I absolutely love glamour. You heard at the beginning of the show, it said my own phrase, I love pop the glam pain. And that is because I'm all about the glam and making women beautiful. That's what I love about makeup, is it just gives a woman a feeling of empowerment. She feels better about herself. And I teach my daughters, makeup is a part of your regimen in the morning and every day, just like deodorant and bathing and brushing your teeth. Some people may disagree and say there's natural beauty, and I do believe there is natural beauty, but I do believe that we should look the best that we can and do what we can with what God gave us. I am the creator of a web page called Glam Girls, and that's the same thing where I'm trying to help women to become all that they can be. I'm a licensed cosmetologist, so it kind of goes hand in hand. I don't practice going out and doing hair and things like that anymore, but I love hair color and style. Another aspect that I have, and I mentioned it earlier.
You are still licensed, though.
Oh, I'm still licensed, and I'll always keep my license because, you know, if this podcast doesn't succeed the way it should, I may have to cut hair.
Yeah, I might need to borrow some money,
I'll probably make more money doing hair color than I am right at the moment, but I have high hopes.
Seems like there's more colors now than ever, so there's plenty to choose from.
That's right. Lots of colors and lots of beautiful, beautiful things out there. I guess I'm just really artistic because I love to express myself in glamour, in hair, in makeup. Another thing that I'd mentioned earlier is that I am a chef and recipe guru. I am Italian. I'm from Italian descent. My grandfather moved here from Italy. I came from a family where my mom had, there was, I think, a total of 9 in her family, and most of them were girls. And so I grew up watching Days of Our Lives at 1 o'clock. All the aunts would be there at our house. Everyone was cooking. They were making homemade ravioli. They were making homemade spaghetti and meatballs. They're just chatting. And at 1 o'clock, just like time stopped at 1 o'clock because Days of Our Lives were on. And all of us would go in. I remember as a little girl, I would sit there and watch Days of Our Lives. And I have to confess, I actually watched Days of Our Lives every day of my life until I was about 26. Since I'm 29, wink, wink, it hasn't been that long. But yes, we did that. And it was so funny because all the aunts and my grandmother even would come in. Everyone would stop for 1 hour and we would then get up again and cook. And as a result, I learned how to cook at the age of 5. My mother had a stool at the stove and I was learning how to cook. And I had a stool at the sink and I was learning how to do dishes. So I love to take recipes and make them healthy. And I guarantee you that you're going to really enjoy any of the cooking segments because I believe we're going to try to do the podcast where you can hear the food cooking. It's not as much as smell-o-vision, but like hear a podcast, right, honey? So we'll give you some good recipes. Everybody loves good recipes. I'm a professional singer, a songwriter, a recording artist, an author, the lead vocalist for 2 bands, a manager, a marketer, and a booking agent. So I can parallel park my Cadillac in high heels with 2 babies on my hips, drinking a Starbucks and managing our 2 companies all at the same time. I am an American woman, need I say more? Let's pop the glam pain. I know. let you know that you can get your Big Blonde Baby CD today and download it on your phone or your computer. You can get it at cdbaby.com/CD/JulieTussie2. Again, cdbaby.com/CD/JulieTussie2. Thank you so much for your support. Email me. The email is julietussie@gmail.com. Again, that's julietussie, T-U-S-S-E-Y, @gmail.com. I wanted to talk a little bit today about, now that I've done all that bragging about all the qualifications I have to be here with you, I wanted to talk about something current that I saw on Facebook a couple days ago. And it was that people were having a problem with women breastfeeding in public. Now, I cannot believe this. Can you believe this, Gary Tussie? I was so shocked. A gentleman took himself, a nursing mother, and a very sexy, very exposed young lady out in public. When he left the exposed young lady out in public, the men walked.
I did not see an exposed young lady, if that's what you're asking.
Well, she wasn't completely uncovered, but let's just say the tatas were high and they were lifted up. So people would walk by, especially men, give her a look, give her a wink, you know, talk to her. They were really attracted. And then he took a mother and put her on the same bench and let people walk by. And she was breastfeeding her baby, although her child was barely, her breast was barely exposed. It was like half the amount of cleavage showing as the other woman. People literally would stop and tell her how disgusted they were by that. And I just could not believe that. I want to know your opinion on that. I really do. I want to hear what you, the public, have to say about that. So email me your opinion on that at julietussie@gmail.com. And let me know what you think of that. I do have a strong opinion about it. I have a very strong opinion about it. I did nurse all four of our children. Our children were preemies. Our second set of twins were 2 months premature. And it was amazing to me because when they came, they didn't expect them to be able to breathe on their own. They were breathing on their own. And they just had to go into NICU. And they stayed in there for a month. But the one thing that they told my husband and I was we have to have breast milk, every bit of breast milk you can get. You have to express it. You have to bring it. It was so important to their development and their growth that if we didn't have milk at the hospital in the middle of the night, they would call it midnight, 1, 2, 3. And Gary would have to literally take breast milk up to them. So my...
It was your breast milk in a bottle.
It was my breast milk in a bottle.
Thank you. This is a... Yeah. Assume nothing.
Assume nothing, right? Gary wants to make sure you know that it was my breast milk in the bottle. But that was so important. But you know what? I think breasts are beautiful. I do. I have to tell you the truth. I think they're wonderful. I think that God gave them to us for our husbands to enjoy and really enjoy. But when it comes to babies, my opinion is that breasts were actually created by God for nutrition first. Yes, they're sexy. Yes, they're beautiful on display. You know, they're attractive. But to shame a woman who is nursing her baby in public is just ridiculous. You see worse things on MTV. You see worse things sometimes on the campus. You see a lot more breast exposure in the public eye than a mother trying to nurse her baby. And I don't know about other mothers, but when I would nurse in public, I literally put a blanket over my entire side. You couldn't even tell that I was nursing it, except that you saw a baby blanket on my shoulder. It was just ridiculous. And I was, frankly, I was appalled that anyone would go out of their way to go up to a nursing mother and tell them how disgusting that was. Well, pull your pants up, because that's disgusting to me. But I don't go around telling people that I think's disgusting, because we're supposed to have manners. I just don't know what's happened to America. It just seems that people just do not have any couth. They don't have any courtesy. They don't have any kindness in them. So if you see a nursing mother, give her a break, okay? I mean, she's trying to do the best thing for her child that she can do. Nursing is a beautiful thing, and it's a God-created thing, and I encourage every woman I know to nurse their baby as long as they can nurse their baby, well, at least until they're about two. Now, I did see this once. I'll go ahead and throw this in, because nursing can actually go awry, in my opinion, sometimes, but I actually was at a woman's house once, and her little boy ran in, and he was 5 or 6 years old. He ran in and said, "I want milk," and he threw up her shirt and got himself a drink, and then he went out and played. In the words of my famous husband, if you have to part the whiskers
to get the nipple in.
If you have to part the whiskers to get the nipple in.
I don't think you got my word.
In other words, if you are that mature, you do not need to be nursing. But anyway, I thought I'd tell you that little story. But babies, they are deserving of their mother's breast milk. So that was just one of the things that I wanted to talk to you about today. How much time do we have? Oh, about 4 more minutes of our program. Well, in the program, we're going to have guest speakers come on with us. So you've got my email. If you have a business that you would like to come in and talk about, if you are into glamour, if you're into music, if you're into women's things, if you're into men's things, if you're into health, if you're into cooking, and you want to be on our program, we would love to consider you. So I would love for you to write to me at julietussie@gmail.com. And let me know what you do. Send me a link and let me see what you do, if there's any links to what you do. And maybe we could talk. I really want to have some guests on and talk about some subjects. I have so many subjects. Let me talk about those a minute. Some of the subjects I want to talk about are sex, the good, the bad, and the ugly. How about take care of your baby? Oh, my goodness, don't even get me started on that. I do have some pet peeves about things that I see with sometimes women and their babies. I want to talk about shopping, fashion, and trends that are going on right now. I want to talk about how to start your own business. I want to talk about what does it take to be a success in life. What's it take to be a success in business? What does it take to be a success in your marriage? I'm not going to say that I know everything about success in your marriage, but I have a successful marriage with Gary, and there's probably a lot of things that we could share that might help someone else, things that I wish somebody would have told me. Of course, it helps to be married to a great man. But I want to talk about HRT, hormone replacement therapy, yes or no? What do you think about that? I want to talk about guns. What do you think about guns? I have a strong opinion about it, but I'd like to hear, you know, another side of it or hear what other people think about it. What about this one? Now, this is a scary one, Gary. This one, whenever this comes up in our home, my husband hears the theme music to Jaws. What's in your purse? What the heck are women carrying? There's so many things in our purses. It could be a very deep subject. I do want to talk about Kim Kardashian's butt, if people think it's too big or not, because, I mean, like, bam, that thing is humongous. But it seems to be the trend. I actually see on Instagram there's women that are dedicated to a whole Instagram account about how they got their butt larger. You know, when we were coming up in school, if you could get the whole horse on the Jordache jeans, your butt was too big. But now it's like, what are those Clydesdale horses? It's getting out there. I think we should talk about menopause. What the hell is going on with that? That's a whole trip in itself. Anyway, lots of exciting things are going to be talked about on this program. So we want to know what you think about the things that we're going to talk about. We want to hear from you, so you can email me at julietussie@gmail.com. I want to take a moment to thank, let me grab this. I want to thank you, the listeners, for listening to us today. I want to thank our supporters so much. I want to thank my producer, Gary Tussey. He is the Robin to my Howard Stern, the Benny to my Jets, the Chanel to my Coco. Remember, you only get one life to live. Live it to the fullest and live it happy. I'm Julie Tussey, and thank you so much for listening. Until we talk again.
Makes you want to kiss her. She's a big blonde baby. Big blonde baby. Big blonde baby. Big blonde baby. With eyes as big as you've ever seen.
Wanted to let you know that you can get your Big Blonde Baby CD today and download it on your phone or your computer. You can get it at cdbaby.com/CD/JulieTussey2. Again, cdbaby.com/CD/JulieTussey2. Thank you so much for your support.